Okay, here we go. Should be possibly the last part, my discussion with Samuel Alberts, Living Faith Christian Fellowship, and here's where he gets caught in his big lie.
Unless you want to come sit down and I'll go over it with you live and go step by step and show you, if you're not willing to go and say, hey, this man's calling this teacher a heretic, then you need to check it out. If you're not willing to go check it out, I can't help you. But I sure hope you don't unite to him, because you will be under God's wrath for the sin of following after a man who's prideful and keeping many false ways versus following Christ. You make that.
Okay, so 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those in sin so others will see and fear. So I hope that they're fearing, as I rebuke Mark in public, they're fearing about their false doctrines. And maybe that's what's happening inside of his body. Maybe people are starting to ask questions. Why don't you just refute this guy? This is the goal of truth. Truth is to go in, like Hebrews 4, the sword, cut away at all the falsehoods and get to the Spirit and the Word. Jesus said we must be in spirit and truth, John 4:24. This is the goal. But Mark Bullen's resisting against that. He's resisting against the truth of God. Let's keep going.
So it's being part of one of the seven churches of Asia, the apostles' churches there, and having the bishops over you. Is that following?
There was no bishops over them. There was multiple bishops, not one.
I said
there's another thing.
There's bishops over them.
There's another thing.
Following those bishops.
Okay, here you go. So he's in a system where there's one bishop, and Mark says that's the model. Now when I challenge him, he says, oh, the bishops in the bodies and the book of Revelation. So which is it? Should there be multiple elders and not one man, or should there be one lording over bishop like Mark Bullen? Mark Bullen lies and says the angels in Revelation 2 and 3 are the pastors. I have an article on that on my teaching blog. Look it up. That's a lie. It's totally taken out of context. It's not what the Bible teaches. Okay, those angels in Revelation are just what the Bible says they are. Go look at my article. There was never one pastor over local bodies, always multiple elders. Mark Bullen's wrong, trying to defend his false man-made lording over system. Let's keep going.
Following those men, I didn't say it was singular.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Following those bishops. Mm-hmm. But they had bishops over them, but they weren't following those men. So how is it different today that having bishops over them has to be necessarily following?
Because there wasn't one who calls himself the CEO and pretty much rules. There wasn't one. Two, they were keeping God's word. Jesus even said, this body's done it perfectly. This one, I have some fault with you. This one, you're doing it really bad. I would follow any true man of God as an elder if he was biblical and keeping the oracles and the traditions of God. I would put myself and my home under him. If he begins to teach false ways, I'll call him out in love. I'll try to get him to repent. If he won't, I will mark him, warn others about him, and I'll reject him. This is exactly what the Bible says.
I got to remind you here, this is exactly what Mark Bullen did. He went from being a Baptist, saw their false ways, left them. He wandered around on his own, being a hippie, per his words, not united anybody. Then he lands with the Mennonites by his own testimony. This is all his testimony. His wife was ill. The Mennonites helped train his children up. Maybe that's part of the problem. And then he left the Mennonites and took families with him, and he founded LFCF. Huh. So Mark Bullen went and did exactly what he says men can't do today. Leave false authority, go out on their own, seek after God's truth, and build a biblical body. Well, you know what? Mark's wrong because, one, people can go out on their own and follow after Christ, and God will honor it. Two, God never says man builds a body. You know who builds a body? God builds the body. Let's keep going.
I'm supposed to do. The police show up here and say, hey, what are you doing out there? Oh, officer, we're just talking. Oh, okay, you looked the language. No, we're just talking. I obey the police as long as the police obey the law. If the police show up and go, hey, let's go beat that guy up for fun, am I going to obey the police?
No.
So I'm going to obey elders, multiple elders in a body when they're fully biblical. Peter said in Acts 5:29, should we obey God or should we obey men? Those Jewish elders were telling him, stop talking about Jesus. Who did he obey?
You obeyed Jesus.
You obeyed God. Yeah, exactly. Jesus is God. So I would obey elders that are biblical. The bodies you're talking about in Revelation were biblical New Testament bodies in the pure word and the scriptures from that time. Do we have that today?
It directly says otherwise.
Do we have that today? No, they had some sin, but they were...
Yeah, so to be clear, they definitely had issues back then, but they were directly taught by the apostles that were taught by Jesus Christ, and they were far closer to the sound doctrine and the truth than what we have today. That's clear. Yep, they had some sin that had to be dealt with. And so we need to be very careful comparing the bodies in the New Testament in Revelation to all the false bodies today. Mark Bullen's not following the model that was given in the New Testament by Paul in 2 Thess 2:15, handed down. Mark's following a false Baptist Anabaptist model. Let's keep going.
We're closest to the actual teaching. Do we have that today? No. You have centuries, 2,000 years, of men doing their own traditions. Mark Bullen and the Anabaptists are just practicing a modified evangelical gathering. Go on Sunday, sit down, sing some songs, stand up, sit down. We're usually out by an hour and a half. They're following the same model. Who handed down Sunday morning as a worship service? The Roman Catholics.
Yeah, I need to remind you here. Acts 2 says they met daily house to house. You'll never hear that from them. They keep the Sunday false system. And Paul preached till midnight. You don't find that other than, you'll hear that come up in this conversation. Oh, we actually did preach till midnight. Yeah, once a year they have a New Year's service. And so that's not part of their model. Their model is an hour and a half on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, where Jeremy Slatton, is he truthful or a liar? Nathan says he's a liar. Said they go over Mark's book mostly on Wednesdays. This is Mark's model. It's not the New Testament model. Here we go.
Wasn't Paul. Paul preached till midnight. You understand Sunday night. Do you know when Sunday started in the Old Testament, in the Gospels? Do you know when it started?
When Sunday started.
Yeah, when did Sunday start?
They're gathering Sunday evening.
You know, it could have been Sunday evening or it could have been Saturday after sundown. Because right after sundown, Saturday night was Sunday. And Paul preached till midnight. When was the last time you heard an Anabaptist preach till midnight? Don't even try to defend that. They're timed out. They're controlled. Everybody wants to go and have their lunch.
Actually, I have heard the priest till midnight.
Peach pies, wait, huh?
Here's where he's totally disingenuous. He knew what I was talking about. On a regular basis, preaching the word of God, not being ritual and time clock led, and he brings up their once a year New Year service where men get up and preach there. This is where I realized he's part of them and he was lying and he gets a rebuke.
Do you have heard the
priest? Really, who?
The ones at that church you're talking about.
Really? On New Year's Eve.
Did you hear that? The ones at that church you're talking about. Do you see how he was lying? The deception. This is the fruit of Mark Bullen's body. And I'm exposing it in love because they need to repent and then have fruit worthy of repentance. That means leaving all sin, not just ones that save you their reputation. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Once a year as a stunt to keep everybody together so they don't go out and do any partying or anything. I know all about these guys. And they're fruit.
It's those ones that left.
You're defending them. You go there, don't you?
It's those ones.
Did you lie to me?
It's those ones that left.
Did you lie to me? Do you go there?
I did not lie to you.
Do you go there on Sundays?
I've gone there.
How many times?
It's those ones.
When was the last time you were there?
Hey, I'm talking quietly.
When was the last time you were there? I'm not going to talk to you anymore if you don't come clean. When was the last time you were at Living Faith Christian Fellowship?
What church do you go to?
How many churches are there?
Remember I talked about the seven.
How many churches are there? How many bodies of Christ are there? I'm part of the one body of Christ, and I'm part.
See, again, this is the big problem. The Bullenite program, the cult of Bullenites, I'm going to start calling it, teaches you that you got to be part of that local body right there, and there are the ones teaching the truth. And they look at everybody on the outside. You're not part of the body of Christ because this is the truth and that isn't. They don't see one body of Christ and then look for biblical local assemblies. Nope. They see a program of man, and unless you're bending your knee to their signed contract program, there's no hope for you. Let's finish where he gets a rebuke.
Part of a home fellowship.
This is one word, one spirit.
When was the last time you were at Living Faith Christian Fellowship?
When was the last time?
You didn't tell the truth. He produces liars. You came up and told me, well, I kind of know about them, but I don't really go there.
I told you a while ago.
He produces liars. And you're here defending him. This is the fruit of that place. You need to go and you need to repent. Proverbs 6 says God hates liars, and Revelation 22 says no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. You need to go and you need to repent, Samuel. You lied about this. You're defending a heretic. I won't talk to you anymore. This conversation is over. Go read my testing. Send me your written testing. Send me your written testing of Mark Bullen.
I don't get on the internet.
Really? Then you're not interested in truth. Go on your way. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm done.
My father.
I'm done. You're a liar. And I've got it on audio, by the way, so you know.
My father tells me I can't get on the internet.
It's a... Okay. You know what? Tell your father, go with me. This is really important. Or contact me, and I'll give you all the facts I did, if you're really seeking. But this was a public conversation in public. I recorded it. You are lying because you're part of Living Faith Christian Fellowship.
Sir, what was the lie I said?
You said I don't... I've only gone there a few times, and now you won't answer. When was last...
I did not say I've only gone
there. I've got it on audio. You said I've only gone there a few times, and I kind of know Mark Bullen a little bit. You go there.
I've gone there a few times.
Do you go there?
I've gone there before.
When was the last time you went, Samuel? Were you there this Sunday?
I'm not going to say.
What?
When was the last time you were there?
Liars won't inherit the kingdom of heaven. More proof. Mark Bullen produces false, carnal, worldly, lying men. A young man named Samuel lied to me, wouldn't admit. He's so happy to be part of a biblical body, he wouldn't admit that Mark Bullen Living Faith Christian Fellowship is his home body. He had to lie about it. Case closed on more fleshly men. The fruit of Mark Bullen and his unregenerated gospel and unregenerated man-made system. I love you all. I hope you repent. You need new life. God be praised.
All right, so that's how it ended up. And now the next day, I'm out street preaching in Brookfield, Missouri, and Nathan Bullen, and two of Samuel's brothers, can't remember their names, approached me on the street, and I have an audio of that. I'm going to be doing a line-by-line on that. And they were told that this audio is on the internet where Samuel lied to me. Because Nathan said, oh yeah, he's part of us and he's gone to us for many years. Do you see the lies and the deception going on here, folks? He lied, and he lied at the end. Now, Samuel called me the day after I told Nathan and them that the audio was up. And he said, I only lied to protect LFCF. That's what he said when he first called. And then when I started talking to him more, I said, are you calling to repent of lying to me face to face and being deceptive? Will you admit that you did that? And he said, yes, I'll admit it. And then right behind that, he said, I'd like that audio taken down because I want to save my reputation. And I went on to explain to this young man that while it's good that he wanted to call and repent, I appreciate that, and I forgive him. 7 times 70, I'm no better than Samuel or Mark Bullen. But when we sin, first of all, one, we don't get our record expunged. I gave him David as an example. David repented of Bathsheba, but we all know about it, don't we? Yep. I also told him that John the Baptist said in Matthew 3:8, fruit worthy of repentance. He said, well, I've repented, take it down. I said, if you truly have a heart for repentance, you'll correct all the things that I've shown you that are wrong about you. And if Mark Bullen won't correct, you will repent and you will leave that place. That's the fruit of repentance. Sadly, Samuel just came to save his reputation. So I was gracious enough. I put a note at the top of my article about him where the audio is that he called to repent. But the fruit of his repentance will be, can he give an answer for the testing of Mark Bullen? And will his fruit grow to where he leaves all false ways? So far, that has not been the fruit of Samuel. He's only looking to save his reputation. That's not biblical fruit. That's spirit-led. Once again, my fear of all these people, they're not being led by the Spirit. They're being led by Mark Bullen's program and twisted theology. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this line by line, lovingly going through this. You heard me tell them, I love them, I care about them, we love them all. This is all for redemption, not tearing down. Oh, do I want to tear down man-made religion? I do. See, like Psalm 119:104 says, I hate every false way. I do. But I love Mark Bullen. I love Samuel. I love all the rest of them. I want them to come to the knowledge of the truth. So stay tuned. Next up, line by line, going through the audio with Nathan Bullen, Titus Bullen, and Samuel's two brothers. You can get to all this from don'tperish.com. Unbiblical Teachers Testing. Look up Mark Bullen, Living Faith Christian Fellowship Exposed. We love you all. Hold fast to the truth and the word of God. More to come. May God be praised.